You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back, everyone, to Matinair on Air. My name is Greg Bach, filling in for Jane Matinair, who is currently not here. She's vacating, getting some rest, and she texts again. She still misses every single one of you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We're happy you're here for the second hour of the show. Wonderful show ahead of us at 10:35. We have Audio Sorbet. Nope. All right. Audio Sorbet. There it is. There it is. That's where we cleanse. We have some fun. Mixed with some gripes. Audio Sorbet. Exactly. Taylor Swift is getting married. I have thoughts, and they're not what you think. Trust me. I'm smiling. But that's at 10:35. And then this shouldn't be a thing at 10:52. That is the window or aisle edition. We're going to keep it going. Stay with us. Stay close. There is breaking news coming out of Minneapolis right now. The active shooter has died of a self-inflicted gunshot. This is coming from MSNBC right now. We have a little bit more information. Tony Evers has issued a statement. We'll be talking about this in this story more throughout the day. But the active shooter situation seems to have ended on the south side of Minneapolis at Ascension Church and School in Minnesota. We are going to keep the show going. I love to welcome to the show for the first time, Miranda Dunlap. You are is a reporter for Wisconsin Watch. You officially the Pathways to Success reporter for Northeast Wisconsin. Miranda, thank you so much for being here today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time on this. And you just wrote an article for Wisconsin Watch about a shortage of 911 dispatchers in Brown County. Can you tell us about the story and, you know, what the history is on the problem here in Brown County with this job, with finding people for this job?
Yes. Yeah. So this is not an issue that is at all new. If you are a resident of Brown County or you're in the area, you've probably heard about this shortage. It's officials at Brown County called this an issue that's been endemic for over a decade. So they say that it's kind of like playing a game of whack-a-mole. You know, when you solve one issue, another one pops up, and they just can't seem to get enough people in the 911 center to fully staff that center and have, you know, all the people answering the calls when you call 911. And they're really not alone in this. This is a nationwide issue. Like many industries, it really came to a head during the COVID-19 pandemic, and the shortages nationwide really ramped up. But even as the issue seems to alleviate across the country, it seems to be getting worse in Brown County.
And is there a number on the shortage? Like, what is the magic number they need to reach? And is this affecting the response time? Is it affecting people who are calling 911 to get the help they need?
Yeah. So the magic number that they have is fully staffed would be 56 dispatchers in the room or on staff. And right now they're currently 19 short as of early August. So that might be give or take now that we're a few weeks out, but yeah. 19 short, that's roughly a third of the dispatching center. And to answer your question about if this is impacting service, as of a little over a year ago, there was a study done. And in part of that study, they found that Brown County has a great response time when it comes to dispatchers picking up the phone. When people call 911, they answer in just a few seconds, which is well below the national recommendations of around 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. So people are answering the phone quickly still, but I think there are concerns about if that will continue, if this issue is ongoing, or if other mistakes could be made.
I mean, that's spectacular, and kudos to that to them for being so responsive. I mean, I can't imagine I would think that you'd hear those kind of numbers, that kind of shortage. You would think, well, God, people must be waiting forever. And that also must lead to conversations about mental health, work-life balance, as far as who's working in those centers. Is there any information on why it's such a problem in Brown County. Like you said, it's a problem throughout the country, but in Brown County, they just don't seem to be hanging on to people.
Yeah. You know, there's, I think, a lot of inferences that you could make. Yeah. There's a lot of things you could kind of chalk it up to. But, you know, one thing that we looked at was pay, and pay is something that they have tried to address to try to bring more people in. When you look at Brown County compared to other neighboring counties in the Northeast region, Brown County's pay is really dead middle of the road, starting pay, that is. So if you're looking to bring in people who are doing this for the first time, really have no experience, they're looking at, you could probably make several dollars more an hour, if not more, in a neighboring county. So is there a lot of incentive there? Not sure. It's also a job that is really high stress.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And yeah, people in the industry would tell you that the amount of stress that they go through and the amount of kind of secondhand trauma that they endure is really is much. The pay that they get doesn't really equal the amount of stress that they're taking on.
And in the article that you wrote in Wisconsin Watch, this isn't even a situation where Brown County is sort of saying, you know, there's municipalities who can say, well, we don't have the money or deal with it, it's your job. But they actually are making inroads to try to get raises, and they're still having a problem because people are just, as you just mentioned, what they're paying may not equal the amount of work and or stress they have to deal with in the job. Because, yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what a 911 dispatcher goes through in one shift.
Yes, 100%. I think what it comes down to is what people told me over and over, industry experts, other counties, other 911 dispatchers have said over and over that pay is not the biggest thing when it comes to this job.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, I'm Matt and Aaron Air. We're speaking with Miranda Dunlap, who is a journalist, reporter for Wisconsin Watch, and she has put out a new article regarding a shortage in Brown County of 911 dispatchers, as well as just talking about what is leading to this problem. As you said, Miranda, earlier, that this is not Brown County alone. This is not Wisconsin. This is throughout the country. And one of the things that I guess, you know, reading the article here that really kind of accelerated too was COVID. And that really led to not having enough staff to be, which was a problem for a lot of businesses, but I can imagine that this is a huge problem. I know that Waukesha seems to be in the article, you talk about Waukesha having a plan that they're doing. They're trying to help as well. Can you speak more about the Waukesha plan?
Yeah. So one thing we wanted to do when reporting the story was look at, is there any place in Wisconsin that has had success in solving a similarly large problem? Is there any reason to believe that there is hope for Brown County or solutions that they could look to? And the answer is yes. In Waukesha, I believe it was 2023, they were over half vacant in their 911 center. They were missing over 20 dispatchers. They were missing more people than they had staff. And now today they're really floating around like two people at a time missing from the center. So they've really managed to staff up in a way that is pretty impressive. And in speaking to them, they pointed to several things that helped them. But they really emphasized that while they did raise pay was not the thing that turn them around. It was a small factor. They also removed some of the testing requirements that they felt were kind of outdated and filtering out people who might have been good for the job, but just needed a little bit more training to get there. And they started ripping up their training to help train those people themselves once they got them in the door. They introduced a really intense focus on the mental health of these dispatchers. They looked around and noticed that there was a lot of stress and burnout happening, and thought about how can we how can we remove some of that weight? And they added on, they now contract with counselors who are specialized in speaking with first responders and those who work in emergency services to help them work through a lot of this, what they call vicarious trauma, this secondhand trauma of, I mean, think about it. You're answering the phone and you're hearing things that, you know, then you hang up the phone once the police get there and you don't really have that like resolution of knowing mm-hmm. what happens.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to work through.
I couldn't, like I said earlier, I don't know if I could handle one shift. I don't know, you know, what these individuals go through so much on just a daily basis. And I think that's, I mean, right there. I mean, that's a wonderful thing that Waukesha is doing. Cause that for me personally, you know, we all have a job and it's good to get paid and nice pay is great. But when your bosses, when your management understand that, especially in a situation like this, there's so much stress, there's so much more into it than, and as you know, Brown County can pay more, but if they don't have those other aspects that Waukesha has and that maybe other counties or municipalities have, that also makes a difference too, because, you know, you want to make sure you're taken care of and you don't want to, and I can only imagine what the burnout in that industry is. Did anyone talk about that as far as like the burnout of that job? Is it just it, or is, you know, yeah, I don't know. Like, I can't imagine what people go through in that job.
Yes. So, in Brown County in particular, burnout is a really large topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of local news coverage from the past few years about dispatchers speaking out about the burnout that they're facing because they work long shifts. And when they're short staffed, they're having to cover shifts and they're working tons of overtime and they're 12-hour shifts and multiple of those a week. And it's and dealing with this during those shifts, right? So the burnout is huge, and it's something that dispatch centers really have to address if they want to keep people around.
Yeah, I think that's great that Waukesha's doing that, and I hope that Brown County takes that in consideration too. And we're gonna stop for a moment, get some water, get a snack, and we're gonna come back. And I want to talk about in this article as well. You speak about an independent review that took place, and there were some recommendations. I want to talk about what's being implemented, what's being done, and what can still be done in the future. We are talking to Miranda Dunlap, who is a journalist, a reporter for Wisconsin Watch. I like just saying your title, the Pathways to Success reporter for Northeast Wisconsin. So cool. But a new article in Wisconsin Watch talking about is actually the title is Brown County's 911 Dispatcher shortage is relentless. What will it take to fix it? We're going to talk more about this article with Miranda when we come back. Don't go anywhere. You are amazing. You are awesome. You are listening to Matt and Aaron Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently vacating, deservedly, and loving it. She just told me. So, welcome back to the show. We are talking to Miranda Dunlap, who is a reporter for Wisconsin Watch, who just published an article on the shortage of 911 dispatchers in Brown County and what can be done to fix it. Miranda, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being here. And we were talking before about the history of it, what led to this, how Brown County has done some things, including approving the pay raises for those who work. But there was actually something that was done last year through the Brown County Board of Supervisors. It was an independent review of the dispatch center last year, and they came out with their findings in January. Can you talk more about that, please?
Yes, I think it's really important to note that this isn't an issue that has just been kind of going on in the background mm-hmm. and not really doing anything about it. The county is taking a, you know, very active role in trying to fix this. They've been paying attention to it. They've been monitoring it. And in January of 2023, the County Board of Supervisors said that they wanted to commission a study of the center and kind of bring in outside consultants to spend some time there and figure out how they could make the center more effective and what are some things that they could do to solve that shortage. Now, the study wasn't solely focused on the shortage. It was also really focused on how they could be more effective and improve their operations.
Okay. And according to the article, they made 65 recommendations. And is there any progress on what they've implemented so far?
Yeah, they have kind of been working their way down the list of these recommendations and implementing them. Now, I don't exactly know what the ordering is that they're following, but they do give a monthly progress report at the Public Safety Committee county meeting. And some things that they've done so far include changing the ordering of some processes in their hiring. So they now have candidates come and visit the center before they sit down for an interview, which kind of gives them an earlier taste of what they're in store for if they haven't been in this job before. The consultant said that that is something that might help. That's, they've done that. The recommendations also included ways to beef up recruitment. So they told them to take a really active role in posting their jobs in places that maybe they get it right in front of people rather than hoping for people to come to them.
Yeah.
And this includes job boards, going to job fairs, working with local education institutions to try to drive people into those courses of study that feed into these. And they've done some of this. They have posted in job boards that they haven't really posted on before. But there are other parts of that that they haven't touched yet, which is maybe more the educational piece. The local college, Northeast Wisconsin Tech, says that they haven't really been formally tasked by them to help alleviate this shortage. So there's still some pieces to be implemented there. And another big piece was changing the scheduling that the center runs on. The consultants basically looked at the center and said, the schedule is a mess and it's contributing to people's burnout.
Yeah.
And they called it chaotic. And
that can't be good to hear.
Yeah. So they told them really as soon as possible, you need to move to a different shift schedule. And so that is to come in the new year. There was a lot of controversy when they went to move to a new schedule a few months back. So they're anticipating doing that in the new year.
And one of the things you mentioned too here, because, you know, to kind of fill the gap on a temporary basis is actually traveling dispatchers who are contractors who will work the center for 6 months, cover shifts. And I guess I would imagine they're there while the county does these things to try to fill those jobs. And then those, quote, traveling dispatchers can move to another gig. But that's a good idea. But like it says in your article, unnecessarily complex as far as the scheduling and chaotic. I can't imagine what it must be like at the Brown County, like, because as you said, not only is this not a new thing, but it's something that Brown County has worked hard to try to mitigate. It's not just people saying, well, too bad, it's your job. They're really trying to make this work and to be told, yeah, your schedule is complex and chaotic. You got to fix that before we can really do anything else. That's, I think, an important piece. And I really hope that hopefully in, you know, 6 months, a year's time, you can write a whole new article saying it's working, it's doing better, they've hired new people. And we thank you for bringing this to our eyes, because frankly, you know, it makes me wonder about the dispatchers in my community. Are they, you know, do we have a good system here as well as throughout Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on to amplify it. And I'm with you. I hope that in 6 months' time, this is an issue of the past.
Yeah, exactly. Miranda Dunlap is a reporter for Wisconsin Watch. Her article entitled, let me just get to it. It was so much scrolling I have to do in a day's work. Brown County's 911 dispatcher shortage is relentless. What will it take to fix it? It's at Wisconsin Watch. I will put it in the show notes today so you can find it. Go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Matt and Aaron Air. Click on today's, the second hour of the show, and you can find that article as well as all the other things we've talked about. Miranda, again, thank you so much for your time and expertise. We appreciate you. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much.
All right, when we come back, it is time for Audio Sorbet with a side of gripe. Taylor Swift's getting married. What are your thoughts? I have thoughts. We all have thoughts. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. Stay cool. Stay amazing. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently vacating, but we'll be back before you know it. And we are talking here today on the show about all sorts of wonderful things. I want to thank Emily Cephos, the Democratic Chair of Outagamie County, for being our guest today in the first hour, as well as Miranda Dunlap, who was our guest just talking about the shortage of 911 dispatchers in Brown County. I bring all that up because if you've missed it and you're joining us right now, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Matt and Air on Air, and find a nice archive of everything we've done in the past few months. You can listen, download them to your device, listen to them whenever, wherever you want. And if you can't listen to us on terrestrial radio, you don't have the internet, a car or whatnot, you can download the Civic Media app. Very simple, very free. Go to wherever you get your apps, Apple Store. Maybe it's the Google Play Store. I don't know if they're, Calvin, I don't know if there's other places you can get apps. Are there? I have no idea. I just know the two places. It seems like a duopoly to me. That's a big word for the app stores.
I mean, of a phone that exists outside of the Apple or Android ecosystems, you may have something else, but I don't know how many of those exist.
I bet you the people who do have that are like, you don't understand, man. You can't go to Big Phone. You got to go to Terry's phone, cell phone service. They have Terry's app shop. It's got four apps. Two of them are. Anyways, get the Civic Media app. Put it on your phone. Put it on your device. Listen to us whenever you would like, because you can tune into all of our stations, including the talk, including the music, anywhere in the world. In the world, we've gotten text messages from Vienna, New Zealand, Germany. It's amazing. So get the Civic Media app. Download it now. Listen to the show live. And if you want to check out the shows as a podcast, subscribe to them as a podcast. And if you think we deserved it, give us a 5-star rating because it really helps. Just be a friend, you know? All right. We're going to keep moving along in a section we love to call Audio Sorbet with a side of gripe.
Well, let me tell you something, boy.
So if you don't know already, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are getting married. Calvin, where were you? Let me ask you a question. Where were you when you found out?
I think I was in this room, to be completely honest with you.
Okay.
I was sitting and scrolling on the phone.
Working hard. Working hard.
And I saw it and I went text my mom because she's the one that would care about it. And I see that she had already texted the family group chat. So she was on it.
Well, your mom isn't alone in her excitement. I'm a Taylor Swift fan. I'm a Travis Kelce fan. I like them both. I like them together. I think they're really cute. I think they're funny apart. I think they're funnier together. I'm a fan. We call them, no, I'm not calling them trailer. That doesn't seem very nice at all. But I'm trying to think of a cool, fun name. Kelce Swift? No, all of it's terrible. Never mind. Point is, I'm excited for them. They don't know me, but I'm excited for them. And there's a lot of people having wonderful reactions. The engagement is absolutely wonderful and positive for the most part. I don't know if anyone else saw this, but and this is a story in the New York Post. I also saw this on social media. There was a college professor who walked into his class and just simply said, Taylor and Travis just got engaged. Information I can't, you all can't focus. Class is canceled. Get out of here. We need time to process information. And I think that's fair. There are a lot of kids on their phones just wanting to know more about this. But, and that's like the sorbet. I love this. I think that this is really cute, Calvin. I mean, I know that you are a huge Taylor Swift fan and like one of the biggest Swifties there is, right, Calvin? You celebrate her entire catalog.
I can't say that I'm a Swifter more than three songs that I like.
Oh, okay.
So that's, I'd like.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't keep up and I don't listen to the albums front to back. Okay. Or like
well,
that.
That's your loss, buddy. I mean, Taylor's versions of her, you're missing out on great art. That's the Sorbet. I love seeing this stuff, you know, and feel free for Sorbet. And I'm doing this on the spot because this is, and we're going to also, we need to, you know, share that, like those moments on social media, whether it's a dog video or maybe it's a cute kid video or just a heartwarming connection. Tell us favorite moments on social media, things that are brightening your life, things that are your heart up that are making you feel good. Unfortunately, we have gripe. And I'm going to gripe right now. And that gripe goes to Mr. Charlie Kirk, who decided to take this moment and give us opinion recently on this. Calvin, can you play that clip, please?
Having changes you. Getting married changes you. And I hope that America's biggest pop star marrying the pharmaceutical spokesperson.
Okay, calm down.
Ends up conservatizing them. Taylor Swift might de-radicalize herself. She might come back down to reality. I want them to have lots of children. This is something that I hope will make Taylor Swift more conservative. Engage in reality more and get outside of the abstract clouds. Reject feminism. Submit to your husband, Taylor.
Okay.
You're not in charge. And most importantly, I can't wait to go to a Taylor Kelce concert. I can't say it without laughing. You got to change your name. If not, you don't really mean it.
Calvin, did you take your headphones off because you didn't want to listen to Charlie Kirk talk?
Yeah, and I put my fingers in my ears. I want the audience to know
that
was edited for time.
Yes, yes.
It is almost a 4-minute long clip, mm-hmm. and Greg forced me against my will to listen to the entire thing.
Well, I feel like you're just painting a narrative that's mean right now. But I guess the question I have for everyone in this audio gripe is that what do you think about this? I bring it up because a long time ago in my 20s, which was, you know, it was like one full Calvin ago, I was told by someone, well, listen, when you get older, you get married, you have a kid, buy a house. You just become conservative. That's just how it is. I mean, I said it earlier in the show. I don't have children, but I have a house. I am married. I have a job. I have a mustache and a gray beard. And I'm still waiting for that magic day, Calvin, to be, as Charlie Kirk put it, conservatized. I had to look that up because I felt like he may have the word. That is actually a word. But based on what you're based on the news of Travis and Taylor, does this hold any water for you, Calvin? Does it hold anything for the audience? Let me know your thoughts on Charlie Kirk's quote, well wishes for Travis and Taylor, and how apparently when you get married, you automatically become more conservative. Tell us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or drop a comment on the live stream. Calvin?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this is my woke mind virus talking, but I guess I'm surprised they're getting married just because why?
Mm.
Like, I understand getting married is, there's a romanticism to it. So I guess for that sake.
There's a okay. All right.
But beyond that.
Yeah.
There's no like added like security or health care insurance benefits or anything that either one of them are gaining from being married. I don't know. It seems like it's again, besides the joy and romance of being married, there doesn't seem to be, there only seems to be drawbacks for them.
Well, I have to imagine, Calvin, that I imagine that those two individuals, now granted, I think that Taylor Swift has far more money than Travis Kelce. I imagine that there will probably be contracts involved in this marriage, or maybe, I don't know, maybe there won't be. It's like, you know. But yeah, I think the romance and the joy is what they were going for. It's just something they wanted to do. I like how you're like, there's no benefits whatsoever. Why are they doing this? That's because what people do. People get married. We're hearing from you on the text line. Andrew from Maine saying, I'm happy that Kylie Kelsey gets a sister. I would love to have Kylie as a sister. Yeah, she's a very cool lady. And also he says, and Calvin, you can identify with this. My gripe is that you gave airtime to Charlie What's-His-Face. I don't like hearing from him. I just think it's interesting. And also I would pay as much money as I could to a charity to have Charlie Kirk try to tell Taylor Swift to her face, submit to your husband, change your name. It doesn't count if you don't. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line right now. Troy, what are your thoughts on this? Gripe and sorbets.
God, I am contributing to that charity fund, by the way.
right. I dare you, Charlie Kirk. I dare you.
Awesome. Oh, my God. Calvin, thank you for your service. I'll bet you that whole clip was even worse than what you played. So
yeah. Oh yeah. Honestly, it's not Troy. The whole thing is just like him recycling the same thought and him telling us over and over. I'm just being sarcastic. It's like, you don't know what sarcasm is. You really don't, but go ahead, Troy.
No, that had to have been awful. I'm just really happy for him.
Yeah.
You know, let them do them. And this is great. And hopefully it lasts forever.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most you can do, whether it's your friends or whether it's strangers. And this isn't about, I'm not about like, you know, oh, celebrities, they're just like, they're not like us. They can afford 40 planes. I can't. But I love seeing love. I love seeing this. They're really cute. They're adorable. You can't deny it. Carmella on the text line listening, WAUK, Kelvin, quote, woke mind virus. I'm stealing this. Oh, that's a tool of the right. They've been saying that for years, but I love it. Travis and Taylor, good for them. They remind me of Faith Hill and Tim McGraw together, whom are still married with three kids, and she kept her maiden name and is living to tell about it. Carmella, thank you so much for reaching out. And Connie, listening on WCFW, says, Charlie Kirk's take on Swift, Lord, give me strength. Absolutely. Absolutely. No one asked you for your opinion, Charlie. No one whatsoever. And, I just thought it was funny because I'm thinking he's sitting in his back green room going, what am I going to talk about today? And he's looking at his phone. He goes, oh, I know what I'm going to talk about today. And it is, as Calvin put it, 4 minutes of just ridiculous. And honestly, I kind of wish Jane was here to hear it, especially the ass. I might actually, when she comes back, I'm like, I have a present for you. And then Calvin, I'll go into the booth. I'll play the clip. You can take a 5-minute walk because I know you hate listening to Charlie Kirk's voice, because you can just feel that big smile when he does, when he talks.
I'm sure Jane will appreciate that greatly.
But I appreciate everyone reaching out on the live stream. And PJ says, nah, good for them, but honestly, we need to stop idolizing celebrities. I don't disagree with that, but this isn't for me. It's like, I'm happy for them and I'm moving on. I'm not canceling a class or a test, but you know, I understand why you might. We appreciate you reaching out to us on this. We appreciate you listening and talking to us. If you ever want to give us a call or text, same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-SIVIC. When we return, we're going to get some water, some snacks, get ourselves revved up for the last section of the show, which we call This Shouldn't Be a Thing. It is the Window or Aisle Edition. Stay close. Stay tuned. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently out vacating, deservedly, and will be back sooner than later. Wonderful to have you here today, folks. If you want to get in touch with us, give us a call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform we still in this house call Twitter. After we are done, we're going to be having Tom Hartman come on after the news from 11 to 2. And then, of course, after that, we have the wonderful, inexplicable. He's explicable. The irreplaceable Todd Alba from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, and then Pete Schwabe, who is actually on vacation as well. So Nightlight is going on tonight, of course, but Pete Schwabe is on vacation. So John and Gordy are stepping in, and that's going to be a very, very fun show. And, oh, actually, no, I take that back. I'm looking at the notes. I'm sorry, everyone who's listening. It's the return of Pete. He's back. He's back talking to paranormal investigators. He's talking about all those ooky, spooky things in the world. And if you want to check that out, 6 to 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great programming after that as well. Native Roots, Rational Revolution. Don't go anywhere. You can listen to it all right here. Get the app. Listen anytime, anywhere. Download the podcast. Catch up to the episodes. Love to have you around. Another thing that's great, Calvin, about the app is that you can participate in Free Ticket Friday. On Friday, even though Jane's gone, we're still doing it. Free Ticket Friday to a Brewers game. You're going to get that app. We're going to give you a keyword. You're going to text that word in. You got five chances throughout the day to do that. And you can be entered into a contest to win club-level seats for an upcoming Brewers game. And we're going to pick a name. And if you win, it's going to be great. Have a fun time. But Free Ticket Friday, get the Civic Media app. That's how you participate.
I just want to remind you, Greg,
yeah,
that just because Jane isn't here doesn't mean that you and Dan can go sneaking into the contest.
I don't know what you're talking about, you tattletale. Anyway, get the Civic Media app. Participate in Free Ticket Friday. We'll tell you more about that as well as what game it will be for. But yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. Those are great seats. I've sat in them, and he's right. Calvin's right, Dan, and I cannot participate, so... Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. Now we're going to move it on to a section of the show that we lovingly call This Shouldn't Be a Thing. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Jane Calvin and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JANESAYS at civicmedia.us. Today's article comes from Reuters. Let's see who has it. Jonathan Stempel has the byline. Delta United sued for selling windowless, quote, window seats. Okay. Delta Airlines and United Airlines were sued on Tuesday by passengers who claimed they paid extra money to sit in, quote, window seats, only to find themselves placed in seats next to a blank wall. The class action lawsuit against both airlines happened in San Francisco federal court against Delta in Brooklyn, and New York federal court is, wow, this is just happening everywhere, seeking millions of dollars of damages for more than 1 million passengers at each carrier. Oh, my God, Kelvin. This is crazy. You found this one today. My God. This doesn't surprise me. This doesn't surprise me at all. Airline, you know, they're going to say, are you shocked by this?
No, I'm not shocked by it, but I will say this is a little bit out of my tax bracket just simply because we'll preface this. I've only been on five or six flights in my round trip flights in my life. I've never been on a flight that had assigned seating.
You usually take Southwest?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's normal. Like the Southwest is the regular one for me as well. I take Southwest a lot, and you get that anxiety when you check in 24 hours ahead of time. And you try to see what kind of class you get, and then you realize, oh, because I don't have all these qualifications, I'm still going to be in B section, even though I sign in 3 seconds after I can B section every time without fail. The complaints say that the Boeing 737, Boeing 757, and Airbus A321 plane contain seats that were normally contain windows, but lack them because of the placement of air conditioning ducts, electrical conduits, and other components. Passengers said that Delta and United do not flag these seats during the booking process, unlike their rivals, Alaskan, they take care of you, and American Airlines as well. I don't know. How much money are you going to get back? Because it even says in here, they were charged tens and occasionally hundreds of dollars for them. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, doesn't just make more sense that Delta and United just cut them a check? Be like, oh, is that the thing? There you go. Here's a credit. Here's a free flight.
Yeah, why would you pay more for a window seat? If you really care about seeing out the window, I guess. But I guess the other benefit to me would be you have something to rest your head against.
Yeah.
Which would still be there even if there was no window.
I mean, I love a window seat, but I'm not even paying tens of dollars to get a window seat. I'll sit in the middle. I've sat in the middle and I'll do it again. I'll sit in the aisle. I'll get my foot knocked in by the drink cart. But, you know, yeah. So good luck on your lawsuit. Good luck on recovering your tens of dollars. And that brings us to an end of another episode of... This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to our engineers. Thank you to our traffic. Without all of you, as Jane says, nothing works, and we appreciate you every day of our lives. Thank you to the callers, to the texters, to the live stream comment droppers. I also want to thank my guests, Emily Cephos and Miranda Dunlap. All of the articles we referenced today will be in our show notes this afternoon in our podcast notes. You can go to civicmedia.us/shows to find out more. You're going to stick around because after the news, as we said, Tom Hartman's going to be here from 11 to 2, then Todd Alba from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, and Pete Schwabba back at Nightlight from 6 to 8. You've been listening to the Matt and Air on Air show, the radio program on the Civic Media Radio Network. Take care of yourself. You are awesome. Let no one tell you differently, especially yourself. Have a wonderful day. Take care. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.